Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is finally Friday. It is January 10th, 5:30. Ready for the weekend. What a week it has been. How you doing this morning?
I mean, what a week. I feel like it's Friday, but I feel like it's also like Tuesday. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's been like 5 Mondays in a row, honestly.
Yeah.
5 Mondays in a row. But here we are, ready for things. Do you have any big plans this weekend?
I don't. It's finally a weekend where I can just chill. Last weekend, we went to the Chargers-Raiders game, which is super fun. But it was also on a Sunday, and it was the night before our first day back after a long vacation. So it's nice to finally get him back into routine for this. What about you? Do you have any plans this weekend?
Tonight I'll be at the Vegas Thrill game, our pro women's volleyball team. They are having their home opener tonight. So it's going to be a teal takeover. So if you're going, wear teal tonight. So I'll be at that tonight, and then nothing on Saturday. And I'm really excited about that. I'm going to just bedrock and watch Netflix.
Disconnect.
And just do nothing.
Yeah. Are you watching shows right now? Any shows?
So we just finished a couple. Sometimes I need to look at my husband's Instagram to remember what we're doing. We've been watching the new Dexter.
Okay.
Which is where it's Dexter growing up.
Oh, like a prequel.
Yeah.
I don't like Dexter. I tried it.
It's rough. It's rough. Yeah. But the prequel, I have to admit, is really good. Big fan of that show, Landman, which we've talked about. It's so funny. Billy Bob Thornton is absolutely fantastic. And then over the break, we watched this show. It was like the number two show on Netflix, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what it is called. Like I said, my husband posts all the shows that we end up watching.
I know, I watch it too. I see all the things that Matt is posting, and he'll comment like, "This was killer, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, he'll give his reviews on everything.
Without spoiling.
It was a movie. It was a show that was really good. There were a lot of twists and turns in it. And gosh, I'm like seriously trying to buy time. Oh, we watched Black Doves with Keira Knightley. Lily. That's a good show. And then we watched Shrinking on Apple TV. Where is that show?
Oh, you've watched a lot of shows, though. All the things this you're naming
was
off.
All this was all over the break, but yeah. Oh, Missing You. That was what it was.
That is so funny because I was going to bring that show up and ask if you watched it. Now I'm on episode 3. How do you like it so far? Because I'm like, I'm into it, but I'm still trying to see if it's going to grab me.
I thought it was pretty good. There were a lot of twists and turns that I did not see coming in that, which is really hard to do because I usually at the beginning I'm like, that person did it, yeah, and then yes, that's what happens. So there were a lot of surprises. I think the hardest part for me was sometimes when, like, it's an English show.
It's a British show, yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, not a lot of people that I knew, and that shouldn't matter. I mean, actors are actors, but there was one actor on that show. Was it that show? No, it's the Black Dove show. Shoot, I'm mixing up my shows. There's this one actor in the Black Dove show that I absolutely love. He starred opposite Keira Knightley, and this guy was probably one of the best actors ever. I loved him. But yeah, I mean, I liked it. At the end of when it was over, I was like, that was good. They really got me on that one. Yeah. So I'd say stick with it.
In that show we're talking about, Missing You on Netflix, there is one British actor that I recognize. And do you remember in The Parent Trap? Did you watch The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
The British guy who's like the nanny, and they do like this awesome handshake.
Da-na-na-na. Oh yeah,
he's in that show, Missing You. He is the guy that retires. He works at the police station, and I'm like, that is the guy.
How did you even recognize
him? I think because I just watched Parent Trap so many times when I was a kid. I'm like, that is him. But I gotta confirm. I just know that it looks a lot like him, and it sounds like him.
Oh, that's so funny. I would never have put the two together, but yeah, that I thought it was a good show. So you're only on the third episode?
And it says it's a limited series.
Yeah, I think it's only like 6 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're almost done.
Yeah, I am.
Well, we have a lot coming up today. Your last chance tickets. We've got your Mariah Carey tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We still did not get a winner this year yet. We'd love to end the week with one. And then, of course, heads up in the 8 o'clock hour, your tickets to see Maroon 5. But right now, let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Get Ready for This by 2 Unlimited?
Y'all ready for this?
Do you want to hear Real World by Matchbox 20?
Straight up, what did you hope to learn about here? If I was someone else, would this all fall apart? Strange, where were you?
Or do you want to hear Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. A couple of ways. You can tweet us or tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we are all picky about our sleep. But are you team top sheet or team no top sheet? This is the debate that won't go away in 2025. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Get Ready for This by 2 Unlimited is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. Gen Z has ditched another thing. First, they ditched the skinny jeans. What else did they ditch? The
side part.
Oh, the side part. And now it's the top sheet. And this was a big conversation piece last year. And it just came back around here at the beginning of the year. Gen Z says there's no need for a top sheet when it comes to your bed. You know how you have like the fitted sheet and then the top sheet and then a blanket, maybe, or then a comforter or whatever. They're like, top sheet gone. Are you team top sheet Or are you team no top sheet?
I am team no top sheet. I don't think that this top sheet is necessary. And just to give you reference for those, it's the one with the elastic around the mattress, I think, is necessary. I think the one on
that's
top.
That's the fitted sheet.
That's the fitted sheet. Oh, I think the fitted sheet is needed, but not the top sheet
okay.
is needed.
Okay.
So, I mean, in a sense, it's like, I only think we only need one sheet here. There's too many things to wash. There's too many things to fold. There's too many things to tuck in. I just think that the fitted sheet is needed and the top sheet can go. I don't think we need both. That's what I'm trying to say. What about you?
Well, let me ask you why. Because what do you end up just going with? So you lay on your fitted sheet, and then what do you just cover up with your comforter or your just a blanket, or what do you do?
I have a comforter over me, so it'd be my fitted sheet under me, then myself, and then the comforter over me.
And how often do you wash your comforter?
At least once to twice a month.
So in my mind, and I'm going to be kind of a hypocrite on this, I do think you need the top sheet if you sleep in your bed. I think that it protects your comforter so you don't have to wash it that often, because the quality of the comforter gets kind of janky if you wash it too much. The sheets, you just throw them in, they're bring them back. I look at it as a protection. That being said, I don't sleep in my bed. I sleep on top of my bed.
See, that's the thing.
But if I were to sleep in my bed, and I do have a top sheet on my bed, I just don't get in my bed. I sleep in this weird way. And my husband and I have been doing it ever since we started sleeping in the same bed together. So we have our made bed. And then on top of it, when it's time to go to bed, we pull down the comforter and we're sleeping on top of the blanket. But we each have our own blankets that we cover up.
Oh, my
with.
God. That is a little complicating, but I can see. Is it too hot or too cold at night, or what's your guys' reasoning?
I like to sleep with a weighted blanket, and it's really heavy. When I got this weighted blanket, I didn't know that you were supposed to get the weight depending on your weight. So I look at them and I'm like, I want the heaviest one. Give me the 30-pound one. But you're supposed to use, for a 30-pound blanket, it's supposed to be like 10% of your body weight. So that's for someone who's 300 pounds.
Oh my gosh, Mercedes.
So it's really heavy.
So you're basically having someone like on you while you're sleeping, yeah. Like a big dog or something.
So I can't really move at night, but I've grown to like it that way. I just feel really like cozy. And when I get up, I'm like, I have to push off the blanket.
How often do you wash your weighted blanket?
I wash the cover of the weighted blanket. You take off the weighted blanket, and then inside is like the weighted part. And then I wash the cover of the weighted blanket, probably not as often as I should, honestly. Maybe once every 2 months. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably
It's time to wash it.
But and then my husband has just like, you know, those like sporting blankets with your favorite sports team on it, and they're a little bit soft and
like
stuff.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sleeps with one of those, a Denver Broncos one.
Oh my God. I am learning so much about you and Matt this morning.
I will take a picture next time.
Please do.
Of our made bed. It's beautiful.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday. You finally made it. It is January 10th, 6:04. Thank you guys so much for being here. It is great to have you getting ready for the weekend. A lot of you I saw out yesterday filling up your cars with gas. Yesterday, the county, they warned of potential impacts to the fuel line servicing Southern Nevada because of the fires in LA. And so my husband was like, do you think I should go get gas? And I was like, I think it should be okay. He's like, I'm just going to go just in case. So he went to the Chevron at Flamingo and Grand Canyon. And typically when he goes there, it's pretty dead. And he said he had to wait in line. Like every pump was used. People were waiting. There was a lot of people that went out and got gas last night.
That's what my husband was saying, too. He gets off work. He says, did you see the stuff about the gas? And if there's a possible shortage, should we go get some? And I'm like, I'm at 3/4 tank. I don't think we should be panic buying first and just about this whole thing in general. I really don't think there will be a shortage. I could be wrong, but I just don't want to be one of those people that goes out and panics and goes out and buys it just because we hear a little bit of this news.
I think that's kind of the mentality, is that panic buying thing. And then this morning they say that fuel pipeline is expected to restart operations today. So that will lessen the threat of a supply problem across the valley. But did you guys go and buy gas yesterday? 702-364-9400. I think a lot of people are just like, you hear there's a shortage. Oh, toilet paper. Let's buy all the toilet paper. Yeah. You know, it's always like that. Eggs. There's no eggs in the stores. Everyone's panic buying eggs.
I know. Jay, did you go out and buy gas last night?
I always keep my car full all the time. Mm-hmm. So like if I get down to half a tank, I always fill it up. So I filled up like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So half a tank, is that your empty in your mind?
That's my empty. Yeah,
man. My husband drives a gas car. I have an electric car, but when I would drive the gas car, I would always just take it down to the minimum of, like, when it said you have 5 miles left on this tank, I'll be like, oh, now I'll get some gas. Like, I always played the gas game. Like, how far can I go without having to worry about gas?
And then you stress Matt out because then you're like, hey, babe, I need to get gas.
I know. He's like, I'm not going to even have enough gas to get to the gas station. What are you talking about?
But I hardly ever drive anywhere anyway. So it's either here to work or to a golf course, and that's it. I don't drive that far.
Yeah, so it takes you a while to fill up that tank. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. So happy you're joining us. Of course, we've got your Mariah Carey tickets at 7:30 with a Mega Minute. We have not had a winner yet this week, this year. So we would love to get one today. Make sure you're listening 7:30 for that. In the 8 o'clock hour, heads up for Maroon 5 tickets. And coming up next, we have What's Trending, the actress that is speaking out about the fires. And she says all award shows need to be canceled. Do you agree? That and an update on some of the other celebrities that have been affected. We're going to talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jean Smart is trending this morning. The actress from the TV show Hacks, if you've seen it, she is urging TV networks to cancel award show broadcasts. Just cancel them. This is not the time to be celebrating considering what's going on in Los Angeles. And she says all the revenue should be donated to fire victims and first responders. The Critics' Choice Awards were originally set to air on Sunday. They've been postponed to January 26th due to the fires. The Oscar nominations announcement, that's been rescheduled from January 17th to January 19th. The CEO of the Critics' Choice Awards, he expressed solidarity with those that have been affected, said that the fires have had a huge impact on the community. But in the meantime, the fires, they continue to rage on. There are countless homes and structures that have been burnt down. Lives have been upended, and we're hearing of even more celebrities who have been victims. Jeff Bridges has lost his home, Miles Teller, Anthony Hopkins, Kobe Smulders, Taron Killam, just a few. I mean, like, we're just scratching the surface, just seeing the devastation. And we're actually, this morning, we're going to be talking to a friend of ours who works at, she's a reporter on KNX LA News Talk, and her name is Natalie Tavidian, and she, her childhood home was lost in this horrific fire. We're going to be talking to her around 8 o'clock this morning.
I mean, I couldn't agree with Jean Smart more. This is just such a tragic time, not just for the celebrities. It's just for the community. And I was looking actually at the schedule of all of the awards that are coming up. I mean, there are so many. There's at least 7 more in January, and then February 2nd is the Grammys. I don't know if this will still continue until the Grammys, but I mean, it's such a tragic event.
It just seems like a really bad time also to just be patting each other on the back because of their acting. I think the focus should be on the lives lost, the structures lost, rebuilding. I mean, if you look at just all that has been lost, they're saying that if you look at the total number of losses, and we're going to talk more about this, Coming up in the hot three. It's estimated to reach $150 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Of the total losses. And they've shut down a lot of production too. That new Hollywood Squares reboot with Nate Burleson, that now that premiere has been moved to next Thursday. Apple TV, they canceled the red carpet premiere for Severance season two. That was set for Monday.
Wow.
They productions of Abbott Elementary, Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Hacks, Jimmy Kimmel Live, After Midnight, all of those have been paused for right now. So it's really a tough time for those people. And it's just, I don't feel like it's the time to be celebrating.
No. You know? And who watches all of these award shows anyway?
I know, really. Like, we just watch to get the winners. And then after that, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch your whole speech.
I mean, I am excited. I am excited for the Grammys. I cross fingers that Beyonce does get Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. But I mean, I mean, right now, even that, it's hard for me to celebrate that. I know she might have a big announcement on January 14th. Is that going to be postponed because of the fires?
Yeah, I just think right now that the focus needs to be on something else. But we're going to see how they approach all of it. Of course, we'll keep you posted. And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. The wildfires in Los Angeles, they continue, and it's just heart-wrenching to see just more and more stories coming out. And you do see the best of humanity in situations like this, but it's absolutely heartbreaking. And I'm sending all our love to those of you that may have friends or family in the area that have been displaced, that have had their homes burned down. One celebrity, though, is speaking out, and his theory is, a lot of people are agreeing with his theory. I'm talking about Henry Winkler. You know who he is? The Fonzie from the Happy Days.
Of course.
He's been in a bunch of other things. And he tweeted, "There is an arsonist here in LA. May you be beaten unrecognizable. The pain you have caused." And a lot of people are agreeing with him. In fact, several celebrities retweeted him. Not just celebrities, everyday people are saying, how does this happen? And just think about it. It's January 10th. On the first of the year, we had the New Orleans tragedy. We had the Cybertrucks issue here. Now, I'm not saying these are related, and I am definitely not spreading misinformation. This is what he is suggesting, that this is an intentional act. And do you agree with this? 702-364-9400. I will say things just aren't adding up. This is crazy. And I know a lot of the other fires started because of the embers from the original fires, literally just going and starting new fires. PETA Murgatroyd, she's one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars. She retweeted a guy who said that they saw at least five men running around in ski masks starting fires. And they got some people. They're saying that maybe they were trying to start a fire, but they don't know if they're responsible for all of them. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
I absolutely do not think that you're telling me all of these fires are starting by arsonists. I do not believe all of them are. I did see online last night that there was an arsonist caught from one of the wildfires, but I think it's that people are taking advantage of the situation at hand. Like, now is the time I can go out and be an arsonist, and now I can do all these things. I don't think that all of this has been caused by it. 100 mile per hour winds, and then with all that on top of it, I think people are maybe not thinking as clearly as they should, but I do think that these are natural wildfires that California is known for.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I do think that there are some people who are seeing this as an opportunity that they can add to it, but I think that if you look at the landscape of Southern California and just the mountains and mountains of hills with brush and just it really is, you look at that and it's like, man, that's scary. What could happen? And I think the worst did happen. Let's talk to Naomi here at 702-364-9400. Hey, Naomi, good morning. What do you think? Naomi,
can you hear us? Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What do you think? Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please. What do you think about all this?
Okay, so there's a conspiracy theory going around that they started the fires on purpose because the Olympics are coming in 2028 and they want to make the city a smart city, but it was too congested, so they needed to get rid of everything.
Oh my gosh.
So they could rebuild.
I mean, that to me sounds, that sounds a little far-fetched to me that they would just burn the city down because of the Olympics.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like that conspiracy theory.
What really upsets me about this whole thing is, I don't know if you saw this, but State Farm canceled thousands of fire insurance policies right before the wildfires. And that to me, I don't think that there was a cause and effect per se, but I mean, talk about timing, and I really hope they do the right thing and they go back and reinstate that coverage, because that to me is really, really cruel. Let's talk to Gene. Gene, good morning. What do you think?
You know what, Mercedes? I lived in California for over 10 years. And every time there were high wind warnings, there were fires.
Mm-hmm.
This last fire, I was just in Costa Mesa, and I saw my firefighter friends, and it was high winds. And we all had jokes, oh, I guess there's going to be fires today. And a couple hours later, the Palisades fire starts up.
Wow. Did your friends just have to rush there, or what happened?
Well, they're from Orange County, so they didn't get called automatically. But the L.A. firefighters and everything started up, and I'm sure now the Orange County firefighters are up there helping.
Yeah,
that's that is a risk that is very common in Southern California. Gene, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theories going around. It's just getting the right information, and as of right now, we're looking at potentially $150 billion in losses, and that's just an estimate at this point. Coming up right around 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to talk to Natalie Tavidian. She's a reporter on KNX LA News Talk, and she not only was reporting on this tragedy, but she found herself a victim with her childhood home being lost. We're going to check in with her, see how she's doing, see how the city is doing. That is all coming up later on in the show. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, let's talk about TikTok. You're a big fan of TikTok, aren't you?
I love TikTok, yes.
Well, the final battle against the TikTok ban passed by Congress last year starts today. The Supreme Court's going to hear arguments in the case of TikTok versus Garland today. Lower courts have rejected the company's arguments that the ban violated the company's First Amendment rights, saying that the government had compelling justifications for the ban. So the ban is set to go into effect on January 19th. If TikTok's parent company ByteDance doesn't sell the platform to a non-Chinese company, and TikTok said yesterday that it does plan to shut the platform down on the 19th if the Supreme Court doesn't stop the ban from going into effect. And that is all starting today.
I don't have any expectations. I'm thinking of the worst. I'm thinking that it's going to end. TikTok's no longer going to be here in the States. But it makes me sad because during the pandemic was when TikTok blew up. And that's when I also got laid off. So it was one of my escapes. Like, TikTok was one of the things that made me laugh. It made me just enjoy things that just escapes reality. So for me to hear that, it gives me a little bit of hope, but I'm expecting the worst.
I don't know if there are any computer experts out there, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but can't you just use a VPN to continue to use it? I mean, I have a VPN, and if I say that I'm like in Canada, I should be fine, right?
But can you use your VPN on your phone though?
Yeah, I have my VPN on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess I have it on my computer too, but I use it on my phone. So then Is that oversimplifying it? Is there anyone that's like in tech and really knows that stuff? Because I keep thinking, like, why don't we all just get VPNs and then we'll be totally fine?
Or yeah, you put your settings on your phone that you're in another country, and then we re-download the app and maybe sign up and log, because you would need a new login, right? Because it says when you log in what country you're in.
Yeah, so you would need to go in and change your country now,
right?
Gotcha. Like, okay, I just moved to Canada, and then change your VPN to Canada. Tell me someone if I'm oversimplifying this.
Please.
If it's that easy. I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of. Also this morning, okay, Steph, J-Love, did either of you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
My resolution is to be a little bit more nicer and sprinkle a little bit more kindness out there. So when somebody cuts me off, I don't give them the finger. I just roll my eyes and I just go on and move on my own business.
Yeah, don't let it affect you. Right. Okay, Steph, you?
For me, I just want to see more growth in my day-to-day, because I think I get really easily into a routine and I love routines, but I think I need to change it up a little bit, and I think it'll give me more of a inspiration.
Okay, well, today is the day where you can quit your resolutions, guys.
Okay.
J-Love, you can start being mean again.
Oh,
Steph,
thanks.
Just go back into your routine.
Okay.
Because today is Quitter's Day. The second Friday in January is when people are most likely to throw in the towel on their New Year's resolutions. But they say there are actually times when it might make sense to kind of give up on that goal, or at the very least reassess it. Sometimes when you're motivated by the wrong reasons, and maybe that's just to prove someone else wrong, or are you're afraid of looking bad in front of people, they're like, then you got to ditch the resolution. It's not about that. Also, when the goal just is no longer something that resonates with you, maybe it was something that was important to you years ago and now it's kind of off the table. And then also if reaching this goal, it's just kind of unattainable, where you're like, I want to be in a bodybuilding competition next week. That's not going to happen.
It's not
going to happen, but it could happen maybe in a few months or something like that. You just, at that point, they say it's okay to quit.
Do you have any resolutions, New Year's resolutions?
I feel like my New Year's resolutions are mostly about, not necessarily resolutions, but just more like mini goals, like, hey, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, but I'm not going to beat myself up if I don't do it. I try to do it, but I give myself a little bit of grace on that. I just feel like resolutions really set you up for failure a lot of times, and then when you don't do then you feel really bad.
And that's why
yourself.
Today's quitting day.
Yeah, quitting day. All right, finally this morning, there is a trend popping up that has people just very confused. It's called fridgescaping. And it's when you add like framed pictures and decorations, even candles, to the inside of your refrigerator. Social media is talking about this, and it's the idea is taking off. They say that the inside of your refrigerator is a great place to decorate because it's the one place that most people look at every single day. And so if it looks nice with like decorative vases and other, containers, it's just going to put you in a better mood. Would either of you try fridgescaping?
I would love fridgescaping. I would love to open my fridge and there's a picture of me and James on our wedding day. That would give me more hope maybe to eat better or eat the things that I don't really usually eat in my fridge. I would love fridgescaping.
See, you guys are giving my wife too many options here. I don't need to go in my refrigerator and see this lights or pictures or anything.
Flowers.
I just want to grab my milk and get the heck out.
There's like a little candle in there lit. It's all romantic. All right, coming up next, 58% of couples make this innocent mistake that leads to divorce. What is it? That's on the way. It's Mix 94.1. I want to be next to Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. What is it? Over 50% of couples get divorced, and there's different reasons for marriages to dissolve, but some new research shows that 58% of couples make this innocent mistake that leads to divorce. So when I say innocent mistake, we're obviously not talking about cheating on them or any sort of mental or physical type abuse or situation. This is an innocent mistake that 58% of couples are making that leads to divorce. What do you think it is? 702-364-9400. Do you have any clue what this could be?
I'm thinking about it too. My parents, they separated, and this was when I was in middle school, and it wasn't like what you said. There was no cheating involved. It was more like they grew apart. So maybe the innocent mistake is that they didn't make enough time for the love part of their marriage.
Just showing like affection.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it's the little things, honestly, like a hug here or a squeeze there, or just like, you know, hey, how you doing? I love you, or something like that. And not saying something like that enough. I think that's a really good answer. It's not it though. 702-364-9400 is our number. Don is on the line. Don, good morning. What do you think? 58% of couples make this innocent mistake that leads to divorce.
I think that one or more of the two is too flirty, maybe, and the other person is maybe insecure.
That's a really good answer, Dawn. That's not it, but I think that is something that warrants a discussion here. Does it bother you if your spouse flirts with someone else? Because you're right, a lot of people do it, and a lot of people have a hard time dealing with it. And I don't know that it's insecurity or if it's more like boundaries. What is the boundary when it comes to flirting? I mean, we're all here married. J-Love, if your wife, does your wife flirt, or do you flirt and it doesn't bother the other one?
No, she knows I'm coming home with her because I do a little light flirting, but she knows I'm coming home to her, so she doesn't care.
What do you mean by light flirting?
You know, I'll just go, hey, girl, look at you. You're good.
Hey, girl, you're
hey,
looking
girl.
Good.
You.
See, to me, that's harmless. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad about that at all. I think that's actually kind of funny. But I guess, what about, like, let's say you guys went out and James saw a girl and he's like, wow, she's really pretty. And you're like, oh, yeah, she's pretty. And then he starts talking to her and laughing and he's like, you can tell he's blushing. Would you be upset about that?
I would be.
Yeah.
I would be upset, but I wouldn't lead to divorce. I would be like, hey, that was a little inappropriate. And it would be a conversation that needs to be had with boundaries, but it wouldn't be like, we're getting into divorce.
But
know?
My wife, you know what she does? If we're walking out in public and she'll see a beautiful woman, she goes, you like that? Is that your type right there? I'm like, yeah, she could be. And she doesn't get, you know, mad about that. She asked me that question. She opened it up. So I said, yeah, she's pretty attractive. Yeah.
I think that you have to be honest with things like that.
Totally.
Okay, coming up, I'll tell you the answer to this. 58% of couples make this innocent mistake that leads to divorce. And we're going to take some of your calls, too. That's on the way in just about 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Chelsea, 58% of couples make this innocent mistake that leads to divorce. What do you think it is?
I just have to go with little white lies. I feel like they can take your insecurities and make them fester and cause the relationship to rot.
And sometimes when you start with little white lies, they turn into big white lies.
Yeah.
And then you start losing track. That's a really good answer. That is not it. But I think that Jill might actually have it here. Hey, Jill, good morning. What do you think it is?
Good morning. I think it has something to do with money, maybe not talking about where your priorities are with it or how you're going to budget it or what, you know, saving, what you're going to do with it.
You are 100% on the right track. It does have to do with money, and it is financial infidelity. It's about maybe hiding money from a spouse or saying that you guys have a shared account, but really you have like a secret account on the side that you put some money in. Financial infidelity is one of the mistakes that people make that leads to divorce. 58% of couples make this mistake. Do you have a secret stash just in case? Or do you think hiding money from your spouse is a type of cheating? I didn't realize you guys have some interesting money saving techniques here. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. We'll talk more about it coming up next and take your calls. It's Mix 94.1. The home of Vegas. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. 58% of couples make this innocent mistake that leads to divorce. And we found out it is financial infidelity. Do you think that hiding money from your spouse is a type of cheating? Do you have like a secret stash just in case? 702-364-9400 is our number. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, at first, I was talking with Steph and I said communicating, but I want to expand on the answer for sure. I think it all comes down to if you have to think twice about hiding something from your partner, then it's already a snowballing effect that's going to go downward.
So you think like no secrets whatsoever?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, each of you should have your own lives for sure, but you guys are a partnership. And when you get married, you became one. It's how it is. But I've even gotten in trouble. I was talking with Steph. I've been married for 3 years now. I've even gotten in trouble for that little small mistake of financial infidelity. But it was for a point. I was actually saving money for the ring that I was going to propose for.
Oh. So what happened? She found out that you were saving money, stashing on the side, and she didn't know what it was for, but she found out. What happened?
Well, she definitely got upset about it and was like, where is this money? Where did you get it? What is it for? And I'm like, well, you can't really know yet.
Well, that's all for a good cause,
yeah,
though.
I see what you mean, Patrick.
Patrick, thank you for calling. I love it. Now, you two, both of you kind of have interesting ways in which you save your money with your spouse. For me, it's just one big pot. All my money, his money, it goes into the pot. What about you, J-Love?
Well, here's the thing. My wife and I, we have two separate accounts, but we have one account that has all of our bill money. So we have money coming out of our paychecks, goes into this account to handle all of our bills. And then she has her money on her side, and I have my money on this side. So she doesn't see what I buy, and I don't see what she buys.
Do you guys ever, like, if it's a big purchase, like, let's say you want to buy a new TV and it's $1,000, do you just go buy it? Or do you say, hey, I'm thinking about buying this TV? And do you kind of get, like, I don't want to say permission, but, like, agree it's going to happen?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we talk about it. I say, hey, look, you know, there's a TV on sale. We need a new TV. I'm going to go buy it. She goes, okay.
So then is that technically your TV, or do you go into the pot and split it?
J-Lo's TV.
This is my TV.
Let's talk to Monica. Monica, you have a very interesting take. You say financial infidelity, that has been your love language throughout your marriage. Good morning.
yeah, I don't know if I could survive without it, honestly.
Now, how are you committing financial infidelity? Tell us what you do.
I just purchase what I want when I want, and he doesn't know. We don't have a shared account.
Okay. Oh, so you have your own money?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, then that's fine.
And then when it comes to the bills, how does that work? You guys just split everything evenly, or?
No, he has what he pays, and I have, it's not like down the middle, but so like he pays rent, I pay utilities.
But wouldn't it be easier for you guys to put your money together in one little account like we do and just have it come out and you don't have to even see the bills at all? And you don't have to worry about that.
We had a joint account. It doesn't work. I'm a spender. He's a saver. We'd be on the streets.
There you go. Something's
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning. It is Melissa. Melissa, good morning. You are in for the Mega Minute.
Woo! Good morning, Mercedes. Let's do this.
Are you excited? We've got these Mariah Carey tickets. Have you heard the Mega Minute before?
Yes.
Then you
Maybe
know.
Once upon a time, I won back in the summer.
You're kidding me. Oh, my gosh. We have a repeat winner here who got through. Wouldn't that be amazing if you did it again?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Okay. So then you know how it works. You have 60 seconds. You have 10 questions. If you answer all 10 of them correctly in that time, these Mariah Carey tickets are yours. I'm excited. Oh my gosh. I hope she does it again. Okay.
Melissa, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And you guys, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What shoe brand did Kanye West used to have a collaboration with?
Adidas?
Yes. Which prince is Kate Middleton married to?
William.
That's correct. Anna and Elsa are all characters from what movie?
Frozen.
Yes. Which NFL team is Tom Brady a part owner of?
Raiders.
Yes. What's the name of the pig in the book Charlotte's Web?
Charlotte? No.
Pat. What car company makes the Civic?
Honda.
Yes. Athena is the Greek goddess of what?
Love?
No. Andy Cohen hosts the reunion of what reality TV series?
Real Housewives.
Yes. Who is the main villain in the Harry Potter series?
Snape?
No. What does a paleontologist study?
Dinosaurs.
Sure.
Okay, we'll accept that one. Let's go back. What's the name of the pig in the book?
Wilbur.
Yes. Oh, Melissa! We were so close. I thought we might get it. We just ran out of time. Yes, you went back. You got Wilbur from Charlotte's Web. Athena is the Greek goddess of wisdom. I did not know that. I would have not gotten that correct. This one I did know. The main villain in the Harry Potter series, that is he who shall not be named, Voldemort. And then a paleontologist studies fossils. I think we could accept dinosaurs on that, but it didn't end up mattering. Darn it, we didn't get a repeat winner. That would have been fantastic. That means caller 20 right now, you're getting these tickets, two of them, to see Mariah Carey, the Celebration of Mimi Live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live. The tickets are yours right now. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner confirmed just late last night that the death toll from the fires in Los Angeles had risen to 10. Five deaths happened because of the Eden fire near Pasadena, while two others have now been confirmed to have died in the Palisades fire. There was a glimmer of good news last night. It was confirmed that the massive Palisades fire was now considered to be 6% contained. Los Angeles police did arrest a possible arson suspect yesterday afternoon. They suspect was involved with the Kenneth fire. And according to KTLA, residents spotted the man trying to light a fire and held him down until police could arrive to take him into custody. They now estimate that the total damage from the fires could reach $150 billion.
And shame on that arsonist trying to take advantage of something just for their own maybe pleasure or just their enjoyability. It's just, this whole thing is totally heartbreaking. And hearing now that the death toll has raised to 10, who knows where it's going to be at the end of all this?
I know. We're gonna get some actual live reporting from our sister station in LA, KNX. Next News Talk. Natalie Tavidian's a reporter, and coming up in just about 5-6 minutes, we're going to be talking to her. Not only is she reporting on this firsthand, but she herself and her family were actually victims, lost their childhood home. We're going to talk to her in just a couple of minutes about that. Also this morning, Uber, they just announced a new promotion, and this promotion is specifically for teens. So what they're doing is they are offering teens up to 6 free rides if you send them proof that you took your driver's test and you failed it.
Wait, if I'm a teenager and I just failed my driver's license test, I can get free Uber rides?
You can get free Uber rides. This comes at a very, very like ironic time because my daughter is set to take her driver's test on Monday. And so
Monday?
Yeah, we've been practicing. She's got all her hours. She's ready to go. And I, you know, my fingers are crossed, but they say Uber says this is their way of covering monitoring kids until they have a chance to retake the test. But it could also be a way of kind of bringing them into that rideshare world where they're like, well, you know what? Maybe I don't, having a license isn't that big of a deal when I can Uber everywhere. But each ride, free ride, is worth up to $20. So you can get up to $120 worth of free rides. There is one catch, though. This is only available on that brand new Uber Teen account. It's, so if you have a regular Uber account and you fail your exam, it doesn't matter. You can't do anything.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for her. Well, good luck to her on Monday.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. All right. Finally, this morning, Lake Superior State University, they have released their annual list of banished words. Okay. This is a 50-year tradition that they've been doing. And this is, they pull out the most overused, misused, annoying words that have found their way into common use. And this is based on submissions from around the world. So are you guys ready for the banished words list? You guys got to take these out of your vocabulary. Okay. Cringe. Cringe is cringe now.
Cringe is now cringe. Okay, I could take that out. That's not hard for me.
Game changer.
I love game changer. Oh my God.
I can't take that one out. No, I can't.
You can't use game changer love game changer?
I love game changer.
Me too.
I love it.
That's such a game changer.
That's such a like corporate phrase. Like, I'm telling you guys, it's going to be a game changer. I don't know. I associate that with like corporate America. The word era. That really was huge last year and the year before that.
Because of Taylor Swift.
Yes. So Era is out. Dropped. I'm not really like I dropped the ball. Maybe.
Or I dropped her because she was not. I don't know. I dropped her from the league. I don't know.
That one's on there. Okay. This one, I am really happy about this one going away. Please let's send this one out. IYKYK.
IYKY. Oh, if you know, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of it, please.
Please tell
me. You know, you know.
I know. And then when you see it, it all looks the same. Like the Y's and the K's look the same. It's like, what are you trying to say? I hope that Skibbity is out. Is Skibbity out?
Skibbity's on the list. Oh, Skibbity is gone. Yes. Sorry, not sorry is on here. 100%, which I am so guilty of. I use that all the time. I'm like, you know, will you be able to do that? 100%. 100% I'll do that. So I got to take that out of my vocabulary. And then, utilize and period.
That's period.
Period. So these need to be banished from your vocabulary, period. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we are all just sending our love to the people in Southern California after they are dealing with these massive wildfires. And we're checking in with some of our friends down there. Our friend Natalie Tavidian, who works for KNX LA News Talk, is on the phone. And Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can, but I'm need to be okay with not being okay
for
some time.
Now, how long have you lived in Los Angeles?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I grew up here. I moved around for a while because, as you know, I'm a reporter for KNX here. Cover everything here in LA, and nothing like this has ever happened to me where I sort of become the story. I grew up in the home that burnt down during these fires.
Oh my gosh, that is heartbreaking, Natalie. When we heard this, I mean, this is a story that way too many people are now telling, that they have lost their homes. And this home that you grew up in, were you able to get your family out safely? What happened?
Yeah, so As you know, there are multiple fires burning right now. We got word that another fire started in Altadena. So now Altadena, Pasadena, they're right next to one another. And I called my editor and I'm like, hey, we've been out here all day. We have multiple reporters here. Send me to Pasadena. I know that area like the back of my hand. I grew up there. My family home is there. And I got word that my grandmother's street had a mandatory evacuation. So as I'm driving and I'm trying to get a hold of my mom to go pick up grandma and panicking about her while I'm working, while I'm informing people and what's going on and where all this is going on, my mom leaves the house and goes to grandma's, which is a 10-minute drive, is in Altadena. We're in Pasadena. We don't have evacuation orders yet at my family home. Grandma gets out and then my brother and I get to the house, and I didn't think that our home would burn down. You don't think that. Nobody ever thinks that. And I could see the fires burning, in the mountains right behind our house. And I told my brother, I said, anything could happen. Let's get the photo albums out. And we just started loading boxes and boxes of videos, VHS, high eights, you name it. These are videos from the 70s, the 80s,
wow.
My parents' wedding videos. And we just got, that's what we got out of the house. And then police started circling around the neighborhood, telling people it's now a mandatory evacuation around my family home. And we had to get out. And I sent my brother off to friends. I continued to work. I continued to tell people what's going on just a little bit further down the street. And I had no idea. I got off the clock around 2 a.m. I was watching the TV news reporters and I saw a house burning that was adjacent to mine. And the next day I had a friend from TV news. She called me crying saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And that's how I found out what happened.
Oh man, Natalie, it's like you said, you never imagined something like that could happen to you. And then when you go into your house and take things and the fact that you guys went straight for the videos and the photo albums and things like that. And have you been back to the site since?
I just parked. I'm on the property and I'm staring at what's left of it. And it's a melted garage door. It's our metal door has just fell. That's the only thing that didn't melt. The home is just destroyed. I saw my mom here and I'm like, Mom, what are you doing here? Like, you can't look at this. It's so difficult to even look at. And it's so sporadic. It's like a house or two here, one up there. The rest are just fine. And it's very hard to digest, like, why our home? Why this one?
Yeah.
My dad bought this house in 1988 and his realtor had called him at like 5 a.m. and said, this is the home I think is for you, for your family. And he couldn't bother the people living inside. And he looked over and he looked at the backyard and there's a swimming pool in the backyard. And he looked up at the mountains and he said, I'll take it.
Oh.
And he just loved this home. He would sit in the backyard and just stare at the mountains for hours and hours and hours. And I lost my dad at the age of 58 3 years ago. And that is what's so devastating about this, is that this is the home that he and my mom built together.
There's just no words. I can't imagine what you're feeling. I just want you to know that we are sending you love. That doesn't do anything, but it, just so you know, this city, Las Vegas, is, we're like the little sister to Los Angeles, and we are talking about you, thinking about you. Natalie, thank you for taking the time out of what is probably one of the most devastating things in your life to talk to us and let us see that there are real people behind this. There are real lives that are affected, and we're just sending you all of our love, and please send it to your family too.
Thank you so much. And I'm feeling the love and I'm receiving the love. Insane about all this is that as a news reporter, I'm always asking people questions on the worst days of their lives. And sometimes I ask them, why did you agree to talk to me? And I see it now. I think people agree to talk because they feel sharing their story will help others, aside from just painting a picture of the devastation, is to say that so many of us are in this together. So many of us are going through this, and this does suck, but we do need to put ourselves first and take the time to process all this. I've taken time off of work to process this and take all the steps to start rebuilding.
And it's going to take a while, Natalie, and I hope you give yourself that grace that you deserve to get through this. And we're so thankful for you really giving us the human side and your perspective to this tragic situation. Thank you so much.
Of course, reach out anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Natalie Tavidian from KNX. If you guys want to help, if you're able to, the Red Cross is a great organization. We've got some more listed on our website at mix941.fm.
Hey, are you ready?
Now, it's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lena, good morning.
Morning.
You are our guest vetoer for our first Oh Wow Wheel of 2025. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Woo! I'm so happy.
All right. So Steph is going to give the wheel a spin. J-Love, this is your first time on the Oh Wow Wheel. J-Love is filling in. So we are giving the wheel a big spin and just land it.
It landed.
landed on me.
No way.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. All right. So here's the deal, Lena. We've got three brand new categories, three brand new songs. So you decide. I'm going to tell you my song, and you decide if you want it to play. If not, I'm not going to tell you who it's going to go to, but it will go to someone else. I never beg for a song to be played. Never. But I'm just gonna plead my case. So my category this week is songs that are going viral or songs that have gone viral before. And this song is going viral right now. It's a song by an artist named Lola Young, and the song is called Messy. You may have heard it like on TikTok and stuff. So that is my selection. Do you want it to play or do you want to give it
you
a veto?
You know what?
No.
Let it play.
Yes! You are the best, Lena. It is a brand new music, Lola Young. It's called Messy, and it's on the Oh Wow Wheel.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like minus 4 degrees and I...
is new music from Lola Young. It's called Messy, a song that is going viral right now. And that was my category for the Oh Wow Wheel. Thank you to Lena for letting it play. Now, if I would have gotten the veto today, Steph, it would have gone to you. So what was your category and what was your song?
Okay, my category is with the year 2025. It's a song or artist with the number 5 in it. High five. I like the way.
I would say, oh, wow, because I haven't heard the song forever.
Right?
It's a good song. I love it. All right, J-Love, you are not in the mix today, but what was your category and what was your song?
I'm pretty bummed that I didn't get a chance to play this song.
Well, maybe next week.
Well, this song reminds me of my college days, Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence.
Oh, another good song. Hey, you know, we have the Friday Rewind coming up next hour, so maybe, just maybe, we could hear one or both of your songs in that. You can always get your requests in early by shooting us a text, your favorite songs from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. So let us know what you want to hear. Get those early requests in for the Friday Rewind. We'd love to hear them. And speaking of that number, it's time to win right now. Heads up time, guys. We've got your tickets to see Maroon 5. It's their M5L. The residency at Dolby Live. And if you want to go check it out, we've got your tickets right now. We have one category left since it is Friday. That is Fly Away. So if you think you can get 6 answers in that category in 60 seconds, you will win these Maroon 5 tickets. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So I know a lot of you have been concerned about what it's going to be like to get gasoline here in the Valley. A fuel pipeline from California to Nevada was expected to restart operations today, which will lessen that threat of a supply problem across the Valley. Two Kinder Morgan pipelines, SFPP West and CalNEV, they were shut down since Wednesday because of the power outages near the California fires, and they're expected to be reopened here when power is restored. They say that's going to be today. Earlier yesterday, the county warned of potential impacts to the fuel line servicing. I just saw some pictures this morning at one of the Costco's here in town, and the lines are just, they're always busy, but they're extra busy today, especially for this time of the morning.
And that's where I get gas, is at Costco off St. Rose, and they've opened a lot more pumps, but still busy. My husband last night asked if I wanted to get gas. I said, honestly, I'm not here to panic buy. I just want to, I'm at 3/4 tank. I don't want to be greedy. If people need it more than I do, and save my time.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. I really do think people are just getting a little panicky on that, but I think you should be okay. It should be opening back up later on today. Also this morning, if you go on social media, do you feel like you typically walk away from it in a good mood or in a bad mood?
Good mood, me.
Is it, or does it depend on the day?
Well, it depends on what I'm reading.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, looking at the fires and stuff like that, it's disappointing. But then I see a golf video and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's pretty funny.
Okay, Jay sends the most random videos to us. Don't you agree? So Jay will send videos where I'm like, oh, Jay, your humor is so funny. Just like people getting hurt at the gym and they're like laughing about it.
I know. What's up with that?
But it's funny though, right?
It's so funny.
You laugh.
I laugh. I don't really laugh.
Come on.
I just like it because I'm acknowledging your post. I don't like it because it's funny.
If it's your personality, that's why. Yeah. There's a new study came out and found that people are more likely to feel irritable or angry or annoyed when they consume too much social media. So Harvard did this whole study on this. They had people, users 18 and over, use Facebook, TikTok, X, and Instagram, and then they compared people's social media use to how they scored on these different mood tests. And what they found was the people that used social media most of the day, they scored 3 times higher on the irritability scale than those who said they never use social media.
Did they use age on this one?
18 and over.
18 and over, okay.
I can see that, honestly, because when I'm on social media for too long, I get irritable. I just think it's maybe the overcompensation or like the consumerism of it all. I get exhausted, and then that's where my irritability comes in, is because I'm just like, oh, I'm over it.
I get more frustrated at myself because I'm like, it's been an hour and I just been sitting here on my phone. I could have done so many other things. So that's what will make me irritable when I watch too much. And I'm thinking about setting limits on, and you can do that, like set timers and say, okay, you can be on Instagram for X amount of minutes a day or whatever. And for the last 2 or 3 days, I've really just been trying to stay off of it. And I felt better.
See,
I felt so much better, so I can totally see that.
I have one of those where you can only be on Instagram for 2 hours a day, I think I set it for. And then when I'm reaching the limit, it'll tell you in 5 minutes, you're going to reach your daily limit. Would you like to continue or ignore? And 80% of the time, I just ignore.
Yes. Finally, this morning, these days, it seems like people will curse wherever you go. And do you hear a lot of cursing at work? There's a new poll out on profanity in the workplace, and 9% of people say it is completely acceptable to curse at work. Another 23% say it's somewhat acceptable. Now, no, not everyone feels that way, though. 28% of people say it is not very acceptable, and 31% say profanity at work is not at all acceptable. So they didn't really break down the types of workplaces, and they didn't really differentiate whether it was like aggressive cursing or just like casual, like, oh, damn, or something like that.
Oh, damn.
But they did break it down by demographic, and they said that profanity is more acceptable among younger workers than it is those over 65, more acceptable among men than it is women, and more acceptable in the Midwest than in any other region in the country.
So J-Love's been helping us out in the morning. And he comes in studio sometimes. We'll be both in the same studio together working. And Jay, you curse a lot. I don't say it's unacceptable. I'm just noticing, like, oh my God, he does curse a lot. I don't know if you've noticed, Mercedes. He's a little bit of a curser.
I've noticed that you curse a lot, Steph.
Thank you. Yes, she does. I was going to say.
You know
that.
When? You know yes. When? When you talk about your dog. What kind of dog is your dog?
A Shih Tzu.
Oh,
that's not cursing.
What? Oh,
that's the name of my dog.
I'm joking.
But here,
Steph does not curse very often.
No, I don't.
But here in a radio building, I mean, you hear a lot of people dropping the F bombs and S bombs
off
and stuff
the
like
air.
That.
Yes,
off the air. Yes, absolutely.
I find it funny because it. So I work here, and then I also work at Channel 8, and here it's very lax. It's like, you know, people will drop bad words here and there, and it's no big deal. There's a strict rule. You are not allowed to curse at the building. Like, that is something you can get in a lot of trouble for. So, what, you know, once in a while I'll slip up just talking to myself or whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, did anybody hear that?
Wait.
Oh my gosh.
So what, is it enforced, or how does that
I don't
work?
Know how it's enforced. I mean, nobody's ever called me out, but it's like a common thing. Like, you just don't curse.
Like, it's a casual conversation between me and you, Mercedes. We're in a place where we're just, I don't know, researching stuff for TV, and I slip one. Will it be like, oh,
reporting
ding.
You.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, I think you'd have to be with someone really serious, but like, there's been times where I catch myself, like, I would be too afraid to talk about the breed of dog you have over there. I would not call it.
What kind of breed of dog do I have?
A poopsu. Mix 94.1.